So here's a screenshot for both Sarah and James. Trauma or exposure to trauma section for both assessments are housed on page 6. And note that both of our clients have experienced a form of trauma in their lifetime or in the past 12 months. So for Sarah on the left screenshot, you'll notice she experienced a physical attack by two peers in the restroom. For James on the right screenshot, you also see a history of being formally removed from his biological home due to a history of neglect. It is also noted that he experienced numerous different foster home placements and an incident of physical assault by a foster father at age 6. Please remember that the examples noted here serve as a guide for staff to review with the clients. How you ask these questions is important, and you may need to paraphrase depending on the level of comfort of your client. You should also keep in mind cultural factors, as a client may not feel comfortable addressing these in your first initial meeting. Therefore, be mindful and strategic when assessing for any trauma.